Charlie, as I told you, my friend had to pay $50,000 for his dog. That is a struggle when you're already faced with some life challenges that brings you to the point where you need a service dog. And Mid-America Service Dogs Foundation, you give these dogs to someone in need for free?
Yeah, no, there's absolutely no charge. So what we do is we train these service dogs, and we work closely with Logan Correctional Facility down in Lincoln, Illinois. And that's one of the reasons that we're able to do this is we can provide these dogs. We've had about 60 dogs that have been placed since 2009, which is pretty incredible. And like you said, $50,000 for a dog. And that's the last thing that somebody that needs this for their life needs to do. So we're really proud to be able to give people this opportunity.
Yeah, I love everything you stand for. This is Charlie Jacobsma. He is with Midwest Service Dogs Foundation. It is a 501c3. It serves Chicago and the suburban areas. Tell me about the women who are incarcerated who train these dogs in the beginning, because obviously the dogs need to be out and about in the world, and they don't get that opportunity when they are in a facility that incarcerates people. But tell me about the women who train these dogs.
Definitely. So the women are in Logan Correctional Facility, and that's down in Lincoln, Illinois. So it's a part of Illinois' Correctional Industries Program. And basically what that does is it builds a skill set and life skills for people as they're going to transition back into society. Now, that's one of the reasons that it takes up to 2 years to train these service dogs. So that's one of the ways that we can actually have so many dogs that can come out into our program and that we can place with more and more people and give people the opportunity to have that life-changing assistance. The women are actually, they're incredible. And it's really cool to see the connection, you know, this whole process with the dogs. And the dogs are with the women in the prison, helping them build these skills to really grow and develop. And then, you know, collaboration, teamwork, everything that they need. And then that dog also makes a huge difference on a human that is has a mobility issue. So we're able to help them that way. And then also the dog gets an incredible life and has a partner for life.
Yeah, absolutely. The reason I wanted to showcase Midwest Midwest America Service Dogs Foundation is because they've invited me to host their gala, to MC their gala. That's coming up in February, and hopefully it's something that you'll want to be a part of because it's a great organization. Charlie, while I have you on the phone, we all encounter service dogs, and some people don't know the etiquette, that there are certain things that maybe you should respect when it comes to an encounter with someone who is with a service dog. Can you cover a few of those things for us?
Definitely. You know, that's something that I, as a dog lover like you are, it's so hard to just...
You want to hug them.
Yeah, exactly. You just want to hug them and give them all the love. But really, that is an extension of this person. And the most important thing is these people have these mobility challenges that they're dealing with. It's pretty much ignoring that dog. That dog is working, and that dog needs to stay focused. So what we can do is we can ignore the dog. Don't pet him. Don't talk to him. Talk to the human. Talk to the person that's there with them. And then never feed him or don't distract the dog, because that dog is paying attention to important things that could really be life-saving for a person. And they can also just help them and assist them all the time. So the best thing you can do, as hard as it is just ignore the dogs. But yeah, at Mid-America Service Dogs, we're really passionate about, you know, helping people and teaching people and really being able to just spread that word about what it means to have a service dog. And we want to make people's lives a little bit easier.
So if you are a dog lover, do you have opportunities for people who would be willing to volunteer?
We do, definitely. So there's a ton of opportunities. Number one, you could follow us. We're on Instagram and we're on Facebook, Mid-America Service Dogs. And then we're also midamericaservicedogs.org. And on there, there's actually a website. If you want to donate, like it's about $15,000 for us to be able to produce one of these dogs. So any donation is always welcome. And just like you said, we're going to have our gala coming up in February. But then on that website, too, you can subscribe and get information from us all the time. And there's information whether you are a person that is interested in possibly getting a service dog. You can fill out an application for that. And we're always looking for volunteers. We do furlough the dogs, like you were saying. They come out of the prison and they take little vacations, and we take them around and get them used to life a little bit in a home. So you can fill out all that information. It's all on our website, midamericaservicedogs.org.
Thank you for joining us, Charlie. We'll have more conversations in the future.
I'm looking forward to it. Thanks for having me.